Jaina paused just long enough to take one last look back toward the pump motor. Half a dozen glass blades came flying in her direction. She swept them aside with a force blast, then turned and sprinted for the interface panel, dodging and somersaulting as force lightning and blaster bolts streaked into the gloom ahead. Then she was only a step away from the interface panel, with only two places to go, right toward the main door, or left down a small service aisle flanked by two banks of equipment cabinets. She felt Luke pull her to the left, and so she charged down a passage so narrow she would have almost no hope of dodging anything after she entered. Jaina managed three steps before her spine grew icy with danger sense and fear. She dropped to her belly and felt the heat as a flurry of blaster bolts shrieked past overhead. Then she rolled to her back and saw Ben somersaulting down the aisle toward her, just three steps ahead of the Sith who had opened fire. Jaina sprang up, using the force to launch herself high enough for Ben to tumble past beneath her, then ignited her lightsaber and barely managed to catch a fork of force lightning on the blade. She yelled for Ben to keep going and started to advance on her attacker. She felt Luke touch her in the force again, gently tugging her down the aisle. She retreated as quickly as she could, running backward and pivoting from side to side, pressing her back and shoulders flat against the equipment cabinets whenever blaster bolts and force-hurled parangs went sailing past. The aisle opened up into a comparatively small storage room, cluttered with stacks of enormous spare valves and pipe fittings, most over a meter in diameter. Luke continued to draw Jaina onward, so she kept dodging and retreating, and an instant later, she was one step from the back wall, standing at Ben's side. They were trapped, with nowhere to go. Then Luke and Corrin Horn emerged from behind a stack of giant valves, igniting their lightsabers and stepping forward to ricochet bolts toward her attackers. Instead of charging directly to the attack, the Sith began to spread out again, hoping to outflank the Jedi and attack from all sides at once. Jaina glanced over at the two Jedi Masters. Both were watching the Sith with smug expressions on their faces. "Thanks for coming," Luke said, speaking in a force-enhanced voice. "I'm Luke Skywalker, Grand Master of the Jedi Order, and I'm only going to say this once. Drop your weapons." Most of the Sith looked confused or worried, but their apparent leader, a stocky blonde man with a dagger-shaped beard, glared in open hatred. "I don't care who you are." He raised his hand, preparing to wave the others forward. "You can't be that good." "I thought you'd say that," Luke replied. He glanced into the darkness above the enemy's head and drew a scornful snort from the Sith. "Come now, Master Skywalker," he said, raising his hand to wave his warriors forward. "If that is the best..." His retort was cut short when a pair of figures in dark Molotex armor dropped out of the gloom above the narrow aisle. The snap hiss of igniting lightsabers sounded behind the band of Sith, and startled voices began to cry out in pain. Jaina did not wait for Luke to order the attack. She simply leapt forward, force-hurling the closest Sith into the one behind him, bringing her blade down in a vicious overhand slash that he managed to block despite the confusion. He spat at her eyes in a desperate attempt to blind her, and then, as she leaned away, drove a knee into her rib so hard it rocked her up on one foot. Jaina swept her other foot across in front of her, hooking his ankle just as he shifted his weight back to catch his balance. His foot flew out, and he went down on his side, trying to twist around so he could bring his lightsaber back up to block. Jaina planted her boot onto his hip, driving him into the deck face first. At the same time, she whipped her lightsaber up to block a strike from a dark-haired woman stepping forward to take the spitter's place. Still standing on his back, Jaina pivoted around and snapped her foot up sideways, catching the woman at the base of the chin. She felt the sharp crackle of shattering jaw bones, and the Sith flew backward off her feet. Not even taking the time to lower her foot, Jaina flipped her lightsaber down and drove it into the man upon whom she was standing. She whipped the tip around inside, just to make sure the Sith was done fighting for good, then brought her leg down and turned back to the dark-haired woman. A blue lightsaber was already protruding from the Sith woman's sternum, slicing down toward her hip. The anguish in her eyes faded to emptiness. Then she collapsed and landed in a heap on the deck. Behind the corpse, standing shoulder to shoulder with Valen Horn and staring at the dead body with an expression halfway between horror and relief, was Gisella.